Entertainment at its best presents to you the podcast known as Unscripted, hosted by Austin Collins.
What is up? Hello, everyone. I'm here for only my second ever podcast known as Unscripted. Now, you that tuned in last week for my first ever, I thank you very much for the support. Please, let's try to keep that going, and hopefully you enjoy this one. Now, let's go ahead and get down to some business. Gotta adjust my mic. Sorry about that. Okay, let's go ahead and get down to some business, and that is that this Sunday is the Elimination Chamber. And the Elimination Chamber is a brutal steel structure made of chain and barbaric design. It's very terrifying. Now, here's the thing. Let's start off with Monday Night Raw, because this Monday was a go-home show, meaning that was the last show before this Sunday's chamber. We saw new Raw Tag Team Champions crowned in the Revival, Scott Dawson, Dash, and I can't be more happy for those two men. They deserve it. They've worked hard for years to get it. Amazing match. And let's go ahead and give a drum roll. Our match of the week is Dash Wilder and Scott Dawson, the Revival, versus Chad Gable, Bobby Roode for the Raw Tag Team Championships. The Revival ultimately coming on top with the titles this past Monday. And it was an amazing match. Definitely match of the week. I would have to say I was between that and the Gauntlet match on SmackDown. We'll talk about that a little later. But and Kofi's performance. Amazing performance in that. But let's get back to Raw. With, well, you have Ronda Rousey, and it is official. Ronda Rousey versus Ruby Riott for the Raw Women's Championship this Sunday. And I'm sure if you listened last week, you know my opinion. Ruby Riott will riot, and we're going to see, can Ruby riot herself to a victory for the Raw Women's Championship, or first ever gold in the WWE or NXT. So let's talk about something. The Riot Squad this Monday was in a triple threat women's tag team three-corner tag team match. You could tag in anybody, and the loser who got pinned, their team must start out from outside of the three teams in that division this Sunday, must start out the Elimination Chamber. Well, on another note that's got to do with that, Sasha Banks is not looking good as of this recording for being 100%. She was cleared by medical doctors after being helped out of the match Monday and not being able to compete. Of course, Bayley getting pinned. I'm sure that's one of the biggest reasons. But it was Nia and Tamina, the Riot Squad, and Sasha Banks and Bayley, the Boss and Her Connection. And, well, Bayley was about to win it when Nia Jax hit her with a super kick. And when that happened, it took out Bayley for the long run. Now, something else on Raw. Dean Ambrose got even with EC3 after making his top 1% debut last week on Monday Night Raw and pinning the former WWE champion. Ambrose did the same with a roll-up, small package, I believe is what it was, this past Monday. And so he got even. EC3 not happy with that. I wouldn't be either if I lost my second match. But you got to look at the positive. You're on Monday Night Raw. Anybody that's on any brand affiliated with WWE, you have a chance at success and being a legend, making history. That's what it's all about. So I think EC3 will recover pretty quickly. If I was in charge of management in WWE, personally, I would put EC3 and Dean Ambrose on the pre-show or the regular show, but perhaps the pre-show or little let's see who can get even match. Because it's 1-1 right now, and I'm sure that feud ain't going to end, and it's very entertaining so far. Great matches. And also, Dean Ambrose came out after Seth Rollins was in the ring and delivered a promo to Paul Heyman and gave him not a prediction, but a spoiler. And that was that regardless of what it takes, to sum it all up in a one word, one sentence, he's walking out of WrestleMania, the Universal Championship, if it is his last match. And then Dean Ambrose comes out. His music hits, he comes out, he gets a microphone from Seth. He actually wants Seth to hand him one, so he hands him one and he says, "Go slay the beast," and left. I feel like this is a little healing for them two. Just a little healing for them two. Hopefully. Because them two is an amazing tag team. Or single competitors. But we saw that Braun Strowman, Baron Corbin, and Bobby Lashley once again after a couple dominant months. Well, they attacked everyone again and ended up in a six-man tag team against Kurt Angle, Braun Strowman, and Finn Balor. And WWE, listen to my decision, or my prediction on if I'm Lashley, I give Finn Balor a title match. Well, he did just that, but here's the thing, very unique. This Sunday at the Elimination Chamber for the Intercontinental Championship, it'll be Finn Balor versus Bobby Lashley and Leo Rush in a handicap 1-on-2 Intercontinental title match on the line. That means Balor can pin Leo Rush and become champion. Snatch it away from Lashley. I think that's what's going to happen. I think we'll see Balor get the title this Sunday. First title in 4 years. So congratulations on him in advance to that. I believe it will happen. Well, there's a lot of women's chaos that ensued within Becky Lynch going to WrestleMania. She got cleared by the doctors. She's not suspended until Vince McMahon comes out, and the whole night, Becky Lynch was given an option by Triple H and Stephanie McMahon apologized to them two for slapping Triple H or punching Stephanie McMahon in the face or lose a match. So we're at the main event segment of Raw, and we got Triple H, Stephanie in the ring, and Becky Lynch. She apologizes. She got her match. Happy ending for Becky. Not so fast. Ronda Rousey comes in. Them two is about to brawl, I believe. And someone's music hit. I'm going to give everyone 5 seconds to guess who. If you guessed the CEO of the WWE, not even CEO, the owner of the WWE, Vince McMahon, then you are correct, because he came out and said, "I'm sorry if my impression ain't good. I hope it's good. Becky, they might forgive you, but, well, guess what? I don't. So, you're suspended for 60 days, and that suspension runs out, 5 days after this WrestleMania. So we would need someone to face Ronda Rousey for the Raw Women's Championship. And we need them to have what it takes, and that woman is Charlotte Flair." Welp, Charlotte's music hits. She comes out, stands beside Mr. McMahon on the stage, and, well, has herself a title opportunity. Becky Lynch is furious. Raw goes off the air. Riot Squad comes and tries to attack Becky Lynch and especially Ronda Rousey. Well, that don't happen due to Becky and Ronda making a temporary alliance, and then ultimately on the WWE.com exclusive, the bet was on the ground. Both of them looked down, looked up at the other one, was going to grab it, and the video went off. But, well, this is going to be interesting for everybody. I don't know if anybody has the same opinion for me, but I've thought since he was in NXT, this man, this mountain of a man, this freak can beat Braun Strowman, and I think you know exactly who I'm talking about. The monster known as Lars Sullivan. I believe he can pin Braun Strowman. I believe he can beat Braun Strowman. And I believe, like I was talking about in last week's, that is what is next for Braun Strowman. For them two, Lars is going to get put on Raw. Them two is going to have a feud. It would be amazing if WWE goes in that direction. Fingers crossed, and I hope so. On another note, Kurt Angle is still in it. Maybe. Until after WrestleMania, because we saw him in that six-man tag team match come out and help Finn and Braun, and, well, it did end up too good in that six-man tag team match off for too early, because Bobby Lashley, I believe, was the one who pinned Finn Balor, and Finn Balor's foot went on the rope. The ref did not see it. John Cone, the official, did not see it. So here comes another referee. And he said restart the match. John Cone agreed. Mike Rome announced it. And Finn Balor pinned the Intercontinental Champion. Now, momentum is building towards Sunday. And I wanted to talk about something. And that's Mojo Rawley. Before we talk about the momentum building. Mojo Rawley. We've seen multiple weeks look in a mirror and tell himself this is not a team sport. This is not a team player anymore. This is I need to do what I need to do, what's best for me and my career only kind of attitude. And, I mean, the WWE is not a team sport. It's professional. It's professional wrestling. And you wrestle whoever it takes to get to the top. Unless you're, of course, maybe like a trio or a faction. There's people like Corbin, Strowman, Lashley that is singles competitors but gets along for the same purpose. But I think Mojo's going to do good if he can get on a roll, get some victories, pick up. Now, we're talking about SmackDown Live. We're going to move on over to that. That's okay with you guys. And, well, it's a new day. Yes, it is. Mustafa Ali, by the way, P.S., Mustafa, I really hope you come back soon. Best luck on your recovery, but he had an injury the doctor did not clear him, so therefore a member of the New Day is now in the chamber, and that member is Kofi Kingston. And what a performance. Over an hour defeating the likes of Daniel Bryan, Samoa Joe, Jeff Hardy. I mean, you look and it was amazing. Almost beating AJ Styles. And AJ Styles ultimately making Kofi Kingston cement probably for the better of Kofi's health going into this Sunday. But it was an amazing match. Iron Man match. Randy Orton ultimately won. Less than a minute, probably, against AJ Styles. Because he hit an RKO on Styles out of nowhere. One, two, three. That is it. And I want to have a shout-out to AJ Styles for the sportsmanship and the respect shown as an in-ring competitor and friend this past Tuesday. AJ Styles, all the respect in the world to you for not wanting to even face Kofi. Really good going, really great sportsmanship. Happy to see that. But, it would be crazy if we saw that from The Miz. But The Miz is probably the biggest, how am I going to get around even having this match wrestler in the history. But on another topic, Orton's momentum. He said in an interview, of course, it's a big advantage, but I think it's even bigger being Randy Orton going into the chamber. And on that note, Randy Orton going into the chamber is dangerous. He's been in many chambers. And, well, he's coming out last, so he's going to get to watch everybody else suffer and everybody punish each other. He's going to come out, sure deliver a couple of RKOs. We'll talk about who I think's going to win that match a little later on, but the gauntlet tests the endurance of the 6 men in the chamber, including Kofi. What an amazing performance. Former United States champion and tag team champion in Kofi Kingston, and just an amazing performance. So congratulations on that, Kofi. And the first ever McMiz, Shane McMahon and Miz TV took place, and tension boils, and this has got to be the greatest segment of the week, in my opinion, because, well, things got personal, as in, it was once referenced to quiche, as in the food. Jimmy Uso took it as him and his brother Jay's dad, quiche. Well, something happened, and you know what that is? The Miz kind of brought up Mandy Rose, somebody who's put Jimmy Uso in the middle of Hornet Naomi's rivalry. And speaking of which, the women's battle in the triple threat match, the winner on SmackDown would ultimately win, and that team would be, the teams in the match was Mandy Rose, Sonya Deville, Fire and Desire versus Fabulous Glow, Carmella and Naomi versus Billie Kay, Peyton Royce, the Iconics. Who would get pinned? That would be Mandy Rose by Naomi, getting a measure of revenge. Not completely, but I'm sure them two is going to fight it out in the chamber this coming up Sunday. Okay, we are now on the subject of the Elimination Chamber and my predictions. We have the Cruiserweight Championship, Buddy Murphy, defend against Akira Tozawa. And my vote for this, big fan favorite of mine, big favorite of mine personally, Buddy Murphy's going to walk out victorious because he does whatever it takes to get the job done. Usually does get the job done. Has in title defenses previous. But so let's talk about something else, and that is the SmackDown Live Tag Team Championships between the Usos, the 5-time champs, being the challengers this Sunday versus the team of McMiz, Shane McMahon, and The Miz. Well, I'm voting for the Usos. I believe they will get their 6th tag team title this Sunday. And something else with the chamber is Corbin versus Strowman. It is official, but per the McMahon family, a no disqualification match. I am certain that Drew McIntyre or Bobby Lashley or both will get involved in Corbin and Strowman's match. That's what I think. Since there's no disqualification, I was kind of thinking they would anyways. Now that it's a for sure thing, in my opinion. Bayley and Sasha, Boss and Her Connection versus Fire and Desire, Mandy Rose and Sonya Deville versus Riot Squad, Liv Morgan, Sarah Logan versus the Iconics, Billie Kay, Peyton Royce, and Fabulous Glow, Naomi and Carmella. Well, my prediction for that, it's going to be the Riot Squad, Liv Morgan and Sarah Logan. Sasha Banks and Bayley versus maybe you guys and Sonya Deville starting out. These four women was the first four to make history and to start out the Raw Women's Championship Chamber last year at Elimination Chamber 2018. So it'll be interesting. These four competitors have experience. Well, nobody else does inside the chamber. My vote is still going to be the Riot Squad. Moving on, we have The Riot Squad leader, if you would say. Ruby Riott versus Ronda Rousey. And, well, it's gonna be interesting because Ronda Rousey is defending her title against Ruby Riott, and I vote Ruby Riott walk it out champion. Her mind is too focused on Charlotte Flair and also was on Becky Lynch, and she's overlooking Ruby Riott. Ruby's not a woman to be overlooked, so watch out, Ronda. Now, we talk about the Finn Balor match versus Bobby Lashley and Leo Rush in a handicap. 1-on-2, Intercontinental Championship on the line. You can pin either man. I'm voting Balor, as I said last week. And this is his first title to wear around his waist in 4 years. But I do want to say something on the behalf of Lashley. A shout out to Bobby Lashley for being a true champion. This is what a true champion looks like. You defend your title. Whether you want to or not, you still defend it like he's going to do this Sunday. I got to give it up for him. That's really good sportsmanship. And we don't always see that from Bobby Lashley. Always a fierce competitor. Always great competitor in the ring. Just not so much sportsmanship, but I do give it to him for defending it this Sunday, even though he has Leo Rush in there. Now, the men's chamber for the WWE Championship. Randy Orton enters last, and then the new Daniel Bryan defends against Randy Orton, who will enter last. Styles, Jeff Hardy, Samoa Joe, and Kofi Kingston. Does Kofi have a chance of winning? Absolutely, but my vote is still going to be so much momentum behind him. AJ Styles, former two-time champion, going to become three this Sunday. Now, I think that's about it on this week's happenings, but I actually wanted to talk about some other things, if that was alright with all you listeners out there. So I was wanting to talk about the International Superstar Shakeup a little later on in a future podcast when it gets a little closer, but I just want to tell everybody listening that you have not heard, the first ever International Superstar Shakeup going down in Canada will be held on April 15th and 16th. And also WrestleMania. I want to start a little talk on WrestleMania. Perhaps they could do the Braun and Lars at WrestleMania. Maybe not. But I want to talk about the women main eventing. Is it a possibility this year? Maybe. Will it happen this year? I'm not sure. This Charlotte Flair versus Ronda Rousey match is so big, but how's that going to throw a wrench in the WrestleMania plans for Ronda Rousey? She even have a match at WrestleMania if Ruby Riott, which I predict, will beat her Sunday. But, I mean, I still think that Ruby Riott's going to win, and then it'll shake up the whole WrestleMania plans. Now, I wanted to talk about amazing competitor that was forced to retire due to injury at 25 years old in 2017, and she's from Norwich, England. She's a former SmackDown Live general manager, the first ever NXT and Divas champion, of course, former NXT Women's Champion. But why I just said that is because she held the NXT Women's Championship, came on Raw in 2014, and the night after WrestleMania, and beat AJ Lee in the middle of the ring to win the Divas Championship. First person to ever do that, I believe the only to this date. But she had neck surgery. She had to take a little time out. Then she returned in 2017 with Absolution, now known as Fire and Desire. Mandy Rose and Sonya Deville. Great faction. I wish it could have lasted longer. But shout out to Paige for all you've did for the Women's Revolution. In my opinion, we'll talk about the Women's Revolution later on another episode. But in my opinion, there is a lot of contributing factors due to Paige in the Women's Division. Definitely one of the pioneers, one of the founders on why we have the Revolution going that we do today. The Evolution, could you call it now? But her new movie is coming out in theaters everywhere on February 22nd. And February 15th, tomorrow, to select theaters, but everywhere on the 22nd, please go and see it. I'm going to go see it. It's going to be amazing. Can't wait. Amazing movie directed by The Rock, of course, which I'm actually going to go ahead and move over to him. I had plans to, and that is that The Rock, well, we're going to talk about him for a little bit if that's okay. The Rock, third generation superstar. He debuted at Survivor Series in 1996. Former Miami Hurricane, 260 pounds, 6'5", from Miami, Florida. And he's won the Royal Rumble in 2000. He's the man who has defeated Stone Cold Steve Austin at WrestleMania. That's his only win, pinfall win, clean over the Rattlesnake at WrestleMania. But what a great match. What a great win to finally get that done. He won the Intercontinental title months within debuting. And he's a multi-time Intercontinental title. 10-time WWE World Heavyweight Champion. His dad, of course, Rocky Johnson. He's been a WCW champion. World Tag Team champion. And, he's beat John Cena. He's beat Stone Cold. He's beat about anyone you can lay in front of him. And, well, he's did it all. Please, if you're listening, Rock, please, please, please come back and give the people what they want. And that is a people's elbow, a rock bottom, and me, your biggest fan, to see you in action once again. Shout out to one of the greats. Congratulations on your movie. We're gonna talk about a couple things, and some is sad right here, but I feel like it needed to be said. I wanted to, say prayers for Pedro Morales, WWE Hall of Famer, class of, 1995, but, prayers to his family, and, friends, and everybody in the wrestling business. He was so close to this man. Amazing athlete. He was the fifth longest reigning WWE champion. He held that title for 1,027 days. And he held it from early 1971 to late 1973. So that's amazing. He was the first ever Triple Crown champion winner in the WWE history. Ever. Think about that. The WWE champion, the Intercontinental champion, World Tag Team champion. This guy was just a really great performer, and prayers for everybody who knew him or was big fans of him going out. Now, I want to talk about February's PC, which means Performance Center signees. These 19 superstars, Okay. Let's go ahead and get started on the signings. Right at the bottom instead of the top. I apologize for that. Okay. February's PC signings, Performance Center. Shout out to Albert Hall Jr., Trevor Lee Cattle, I believe. Rachel Ellering was in the Mae Young Classic, known as Rachel Evers, in 2018 and 19, both of those tournaments. Man, very long ways, very impressive. Big fan, favorite of mine. Excuse me. There's a, she's, daughter of Paul Ellering, manager of the Road Warriors. So, let that sink in a little bit. You got Karen U. No, it's Karen Q in the Mae Young Classic. Excuse me. Last year. And, well, you also have, they're both former Mae Young competitors, but then you also have, signed at the Performance Center officially, Amari Palmer, Ricardo Miller, Samuel Shaw, Jeffrey Parker and Matt Lean, Jeffrey Parker known as Jagged, and Matt Lee known as Big Magic, And their tag team from Quebec, known as 3.0, who began teaming in 2002. So, congrats on you for dreams coming true to everybody, but we ain't done yet, because we also got Nick Camarado and Brendan Vink and Jermaine Haley. Congratulations. Can we get a round of applause for the 12 newly signed recruits at the Performance Center? Interesting fact. 19 superstars who's... Only 19 superstars who's won WWE and NXT Championship gold. Very interesting. And last but not least, before we end this podcast, we are going to give a shout out to the Big Show, because as of this recording, Thursday, today's date this year, but February 14th, 20 years ago today, we saw Paul White, now known as Big Show, debut St. Valentine's Day Massacre, come up under the ring. From out, under the ring, up through the mat, destroy Steve Austin, throw through the cage. Austin eventually won the match, but still very impressive. Big Show's won world championships. He's won about everything you can. Been in a couple he's been in many tag teams. He's a very talented athlete. And congratulations, Big Show, if you can hear this, Paul White, on 20 years of me and entertaining everybody like you have me for 20 years and still dedicating your life and time to it. So thank you so much for that. Shout out to all the athletes for all of their talent, all of their, all the newcomers, everyone. Just, that's a shout out to everyone. But, you can catch my next podcast, my episode 3, with Fallout opinions and results from the Elimination Chamber this Sunday. And next week's Raw and SmackDown, only on Podbean.com. You can visit my website in your search bar at www.wweunscripted.podbean.com. And you can listen. You can listen to it a couple ways, but only exclusively on Podbean ran apps. And congrats to everyone competing in the Elimination Chamber, for if this is the first time or it's like just another year. And I don't think it is. I know it never goes away, I've heard. But hopefully experience that one day. But there's a lot of good matches gonna come up this week at Elimination Chamber this weekend. So tune in about 6 o'clock around now in the evening, 6 p.m. next Friday. Tune in. I'd like to have a shout out to everybody for listening. A little too sweet. And I would also like to tell everybody, enjoy the Elimination Chamber. A too sweet for a goodbye. And everybody enjoy the week. Enjoy the Elimination Chamber, and I will talk to you next week. Thank you for listening. Please follow and download and listen exclusively on Podbean. And thank you guys so much. Means the world, all the appreciation. We'll see you. Bye-bye. And a too sweet. I'm out.